Blog Talk Radio.
Girl, how was I to know when I first met you? All the changes I'd be going through, as helpless as a bird caught in your hurricane, and falling into your love I came.
Beautiful song. What's happening, everybody? This is Wardell Potts from Soulbar Records Radio, and let me put my screen, my popper stopper, in front of me here. Anyway, I hope you guys are good and all is well, and thank you for tuning in today as we celebrate the sound of Los Angeles Records, the music that came from there, the artists. What a blessing it was. It in the late 70s and 80s, it was a beautiful time. And thank you, Mr. Dick Griffey. Thank you so much for following your dream through, my brother. And because, you know, he blessed us. And so rest in peace. And thank you for, you know, giving us the gift of music, giving us the opportunity to, you know, to turn our careers into a professional career on a big scale that blessed the world. So thank you, sir. Thank you so much. Anyway, guys, so, yeah, so we're going to have a good time. We're just going to just, you know, like I do every Friday, I just, the name of the company is Soulbar Records Radio because of Soulbar Records, how much they blessed me and my career. And so many of my friends, and some of them have passed on, like Richard Randolph and Pepper Ernest Pepper Reed. And Dick Griffey himself, and Nick Caldwell, The Whispers, and it's just so many, and so we need to make sure that we give the flowers to those who are still here while they are here, right? So, anyway, speaking of that, we're going to go, and we're going to have a good time today. We're going to play some great music from Shalimar, The Whispers, Lakeside, Midnight Star, Dynasty, The Deal, Babyface, Climax, and collage, you know, and so we're just going to have a good time together, all right? So kick back, relax, and enjoy. If you're on the road traveling, thank you so much. Hey, Greg's on holiday. Enjoy your holiday, my brother. Be safe out there, and God bless you and Phil as you guys travel across the country. And then also, you know, I'm here. I'm going to do my thing. I'm going to keep it going here. That's my gig. And so here we go, guys. This is a song that one of the first fast songs that I had the opportunity to record for Shalimar. So here we go from the beginning.
Thank you.
perform that song, and it was so much fun being on stage and doing our thing with Dynasty. Dynasty used to open up for the first it would be Dynasty, then Lakeside, and then Shalimar, and then the Mighty Whispers. And it was an amazing tour, the Solar Galaxy of Stars tour. And sometimes, you know, we would be blessed and have other artists that would come on and open for Dynasty. And so it was always fun, and it was good. And fortunately for me, I got to play with two groups. I got to play with Dynasty and Shalimar. So it was really a blessing for me. And I love that company. I love those people. See, the people are who made the company, right? Just like people make the church. And so the people made the company. And so, and when I talk about the, because I was really familiar mainly with the people on the road, you know, like with the bands and all the groups and stuff, because we rewrote and produced them, and we were in the studio with them all the time, and then we're on the road with them as well. Now, in terms of inside, you know, the building that Dick built, that situation, I didn't really, I mean, the Dina Andrews, because she was A&R, so she would come and hang out with us too. But there was a lot of people that were on the inside that were amazing, that were doing things that we could never do. And they made things happen, like Virgil Roberts. You know, it is so many people, I can't even name them. But, you know, I like to say is that I love them and appreciate what they did for us, because without that part of the machine, we weren't going anywhere. And so, you know, we have to take our hats off to them as well. So thank you guys so much for everything that you do, and that we appreciate everything you did for us at Solar. So anyway, so we've been hitting it hard and just banging it. You know, when I hear Lakeside in the background, so maybe we should let Lakeside take us to to open up this next segment, right? And let them slow it down for us. So here we go. Let's go. Solar Records Radio.
extra. Read all about it. I'm talking front page story all over the world. It shook up men, women, boys, and girls. The headline said, if you want to be rich, then you better make sure that you got shirts. Oh, come on. Thank you.
Yeah, that right there was so much fun because that was the Silvers, and we were getting going with the Silvers. It was like, let's do this again. Let's see the Silvers career relaunch again and do it in the 80s. And we really tried. We were ready. We went in the studio and recorded, I think, some great songs. But it was at the end of Solar, you know, when Dick was actually moving in towards distribution. And so it didn't get that the album did not get the proper attention, I believe, because they had some great songs on that album. If you get a chance, check it out. It's the Silver's last album. Man, I tell you, it was a lot of fun working with them. And their vocal ability is just off the chart. And what I mean is their harmonies is like no other. I mean, they could sing. They knew harmonies, and they knew how to hold their own. And, you know, it's like their vocals were a part of the body of music. I mean, their vocals, it was like, you know how our internal organs know exactly what their purpose is and what they're there for, and they do that which they were designed for. Well, when they were singing, it's the same thing. Like all these different, you know, humans that are singing, and they all had their own parts, their own place, their own positions, and they would hold it. I mean, you know, you hear them on slow songs. I will play you a slow song later with them singing. But to witness it like I did, I didn't recognize what was really happening until I was in the room with them. And they were going back and forth about who was singing what. Now, I'm standing there watching them sing, and I could not tell who was singing what. Because they were all over the place. You know, like a harmony note may go, okay, this is your note, duh, and here's your note, and here's your note, and so they just hold it, right? But the Silvers, they would hit the note, and move around with the note, and they all moved around. So all these notes are just moving in the song. And it's like, whoa, how are you guys doing that? And how do you even know when to move? And this is a God's gift because it was so instinctual for them. And of course, it's going to be challenging, you know, but once they got it, they got it. And not only did they have it, but it was so beautiful. It was so beautiful. And there's a lot of people don't know that about them, but they still do. When they get together, they can still do it because it was born in them. That's it's there. And oh my goodness, like riding a bicycle, you know, you just got to, you know, get back on it and start going. And before you know it, you're right there. So anyway, yeah, they were something else. And, I have a lot of respect for their gifts. And their dad, who really showed them a lot, and their mom. And it was just, one of those family groups that really was about, you know, they really came together as a unit. And they kept adding, you know, because more babies kept coming. Right? And so more babies, more notes. More notes, the chord got bigger and bigger and bigger. It was like, whoa, how do you keep adding these notes? And from what I heard, James was the master of hearing all of the notes and hearing more notes on top of the notes. And so James Silvers has a very special ear in that way. And that is a total gift. To be able to do that, that is crazy. But anyway, guys, God bless you, and thank you for tuning in today to Solar Records Radio, where we're celebrating the sound of Los Angeles records and the music that came from the little company that could, and it did, and it really blessed a lot of us. So anyway, we want to keep this music going. I'm having a good time, and I hope you are too. This is Collage, and this is my favorite song.
Yeah.
Very special, The Whispers, and The Beat Goes On. What can you say? That's their biggest selling single ever, and the first song that I had a chance to record on for them. And so what an honor and a privilege it is for me to have been on their biggest seller ever. I am so blessed because of it, and I'm so grateful to those guys. And even though when they came on a couple of months ago, was it? couple of months ago. They came on the air here with us, and we had so much fun just reminiscing and laughing about Nick and how crazy Nick was on the road. And it was just beautiful, man. It was like a family reunion with those guys. And, you know, they're such gentlemen. And I had so much fun on the road with Walter after the concerts, because we would play tennis in the hotels and stuff, you know. And a lot of the hotels had tennis courts, and we would get, oh, man, we get going, him and I. And that was such a great thing, because, you know, it helped us to stay in shape, right? And so I missed that fun we used to have. And now we are a little bit bigger. We've gained a little bit of weight, but, you know, thank God we're still here and able to still enjoy the gifts that God has given us, which are, you know, our loved ones and our friends and our music, and do it, you know, with you guys and just jam out, right? And so Steve Shockley, I just finished talking to him, and he wrote that song just not even trying to write the song. he was just exercising. And Leon heard that. He was like, whoa, what is that? What is that? And he said, oh, it's just an exercise. And Leon's like, no, keep playing that for a second. And then Leon got this bass and started playing with it. And that's how And the Beat Goes On was created, between the guitar. Steve started it off, and then Leon with the bass. And so, man, oh, man, what a wonderful way to get to be a part of, you know, history. But with the Whispers, musical history. So anyway, you know, I just want to say, I hope you guys have a wonderful, wonderful weekend and stuff. We are going to get into, I'm going to play a mix in a little while. But before I do, I want to play a song that really means a lot to me. One of my favorite Shalimar songs. You know, this song was big overseas. It was big here, but it wasn't released as a single. It was a single overseas. It's just kind of weird how that happens, but for some reason that happens. And I think it has to do with, you know, whoever is in charge of picking which song they think should be the single here, and then the listeners overseas, once they get a hold of the album, they go, this is the one we want, and the DJs as well over there, and they'll just start playing it. And so it almost demands, it's like you have to be a single by popular demand. And so this song became a single for them, and it's just the words that are so amazing to me. And I believe Dana Myers wrote the lyrics, but the words are so amazing. When I break it down and listen to how they, you know, played off of, you know, certain things, you know, in the ocean and all that kind of stuff, and the waves in the ocean, and how we came together, and, you know, it's just, if you just listen to the words, and I'll play the song for you. It's Shalimar. There it is. We'll be back.
Now I'm sure I've always been find its way back home.
Yeah.
tell you, man, that don't get no funkier than that. Midnight Star, man, that is, I think that's my favorite Midnight Star song. And they have a lot of great ones. Man, that is so funky. That is so good. And that is just grooving straight out. This is, hey, this is Wardell Potts Jr. Listen to Solar Records Radio. And we only got about 47 minutes left in the show. But if you just tuned in, I just want to say thank you for tuning in. And I also want you to remember all, to remember that this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And so if you know anybody that's going through that, you know, we could, you could love one and just, hey, don't, you know, just a reminder of, hey, you know, we need to make sure we do a checkup, you know, because there's a lot of people that just kind of like, that won't happen to me. That just happens to other people. And I, since I've started doing, you know, talking about Breast Cancer Awareness Month, it's been something that I've found out so many people. I just found out my first cousin has it, and my other first cousin had it. I never knew that. And so, and both of them, fortunately, are early detective cases. And so my cousin will be on the line tomorrow. Solar Wants to Dance. We are going to be talking about breast cancer awareness tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And just, you know, you may hear some things that may help you share with some people, because some people don't want to hear it. You know, they, you know, get out of here. It's just like telling people you shouldn't smoke. They're like, I don't got time for that. You know, they just kind of turn their ears off to it because people want to do what they want to do. And we have to be respectful of that because it's their right. But at the same time, you know, what happens to them happens to us indirectly. And we want to see, you know, our friends and everyone be okay. I mean, come on, the last year and last two years, all this death in the United States is ugly. It's really ugly, and so we want to do it whatever we can to just to remind people about breast cancer. And do you know that men have breast cancer? That men have breast cancer, and when I heard that, I didn't know that, but some, you know, quite a few ladies knew it, and I was like, really? How come I never, you know, because men don't talk about that. It's kind of a, it's like, I don't have a breast. And so it's, but they do, and they have breast cancer. And it's like, whoa, we really, really need to pay attention, us men as well. If we have like a lump in our, you know, around our little nipple here area, we need to get it checked out. It's important. Because I remember as a young man, I had a couple hard things right there when I, as a young man, I didn't know what it was. I thought, oh my goodness, am I going to grow these things like my sisters? I remember being freaked out about it and not telling anyone. I was like, oh my goodness. Fortunately, it wasn't breast cancer, and but I had no idea that men actually experienced that. And so anyway, guys, so thank you again for tuning in. Tomorrow, we start at 2 at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard. So, you know, one of my cousins, she's like, I'll come on and talk about it. So if you know anyone that wants to come on and share their story and, you know, just help us to be a blessing in the storm, have them call in at 646-668-8537. Once again, the call-in number is 646-668-8537. And if you have any problems with that, you can just email me at solarrecordsradio@gmail.com. solarrecordsradio@gmail.com. And, you know, leave me a contact information and I will get back to them. All right, so every Saturday until this month is up, that's what we're going to be doing. All right, guys, so one of my favorite solar groups, they seem to have the same thought as I do in terms of when we see someone, me being a guy, I love women, and especially when I was younger, I was very like, oh my goodness. And it's like, and so they are like, when they see this woman, it's just something about her that just makes you go crazy. I know you women say the same thing about guys, right? And so, or, you know, whatever floats your boat. And so in this case, they are talking about this woman, and I love, love, love it. So let's get going, and we'll be back.
We'll be right back.
Understand you, man. It's like, it's just,
can you hear me now?
I mean, it's breaking up like a robot. I don't know what's going on.
Oh man, I'm sorry, but no, I just wanted to kind of check in with everybody, and we're gonna do Soul I Want to Dance tomorrow. So make sure you guys tune in and hang out with us.
All right, guys, and we thank you again for tuning in to Soul I Records Radio. We appreciate you guys, and I'm going to leave you guys with a nice mix so you can just mix it up and have a great, great rest of your weekend. Or
all
this
right.
Is the beginning of the weekend. We're just kicking it off here. It's kicking off that Solar Weekend. So have a blessed one. Be safe out there on Friday night. Y'all know how y'all do it, right? Y'all be safe. And Don, thanks, man. I'll see you tomorrow, man. God bless all of you guys. And safe travels to Greg as he's on holiday, and Astrid as she's out there with the baseball team. And you guys all take care, and we'll catch you next time on Solar Records Radio. Good night.
Right now, we want you to get your hands together, and we're going to start your party. Let's welcome Solar Recording Artists. Solar Recording Artists.
I don't wanna run my mouth. Lonely too long. look at me, gliding through.